All right, so the topic today is Hetzach Hadas. So the problem that we're dealing with is in our Gemara on Daf Gimel and other places, it says that the reason why you're actually allowed to sleep Shenas Aroi, which is filling on, then the only problem is Shenas Kva because Shem Yafiyah for him. And it's also Mashma, clearly from the Gemaras that we've been learning, that people were tefillin all day long and they did all kinds of things with tefillin. They couldn't go into the Beis HaKisui. Okay, they could go into the Beis HaKisui depending on the situation, but they basically were all day long. We're going to see later on in Gemara that's going to say that you took off your tefillin when you ate, but you put it back on again for benching. So Mashma is you basically were wearing it all day long. So the question is, if there's a halacha that's us in the CSS from tefillin, so first of all, how could you wear the tefillin all day long? You certainly, when you're busy with all different kinds of things during the day, you're not going to be constantly thinking of the tefillin. And secondly, how could you sleep even for a short period of time? Certainly when you're sleeping, you're not going to be thinking about the tefillin. And the makor for this din, that you have to, that you can't be Messiah Das from tefillin. How do you know you can't be Messiah Das from tefillin? So that's the Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara in Yuma, Sassan, that's Zayman Beis. Amar Rabba Baravuna, Chayav Lamashin, Shetfilo Kol Shor. A person has to constantly be touching his tefillin. Kavakoma mitzit. And how do we know? It's learned out from Kamakova from the tzitz of the Kohen Gadol war. Uma tzitz she'en bo la zkora achas. The tzitz only has one Shem Hashem. Kodesh Lashem, right? Only has that one Shem Havaya. Amr Torah al mitzchot tamid. It says, v'hoi al mitzchot tamid, which Chazal interpreted to mean, shlo yasi yadat memeimim. Meaning, al mitzchot tamid means he has, it's not just that he should be on his mitzvah, but whenever it's on his mitzvah, he should be aware of the fact that he should be thinking about it. Shelo yasiach datamimena. He should not stop thinking about the fact or being aware of the fact that he's wearing this. So tefillin sheyesh b'hazkorot harbe, tefillin that have actually 21. There are actually 21 hazkorot in each of the tefillin shel yad and shel rosh. And there's all kinds of very interesting gematriot and Torah and whatever gematria. You multiply it out, it comes out to be shomer. All kinds of interesting things about it, but you know, we'll try to stick to the Gemara. There's 20 Hazkaros Harbe. There's 21 Hazkaros in both, in each of the Shal Yad and Shal Rosh. Alach Kavakama to the Kavachomer. That what? That certainly you should not be Messiah Bastion Tiller. And right, Mark had asked the question. It doesn't sound like a real Kavachomer to him because. Because the shame in the on the tzitz is begoloi, it's outside, and the shemos in the tefillin are for the most part inside, except maybe the shin or whatever. But the explicit shemos are inside, and actually Tosafot asks that question, and whatever Tosafot says, the other Rishonim deal with that problem. So, but what does the Gemara here show you? That the din of hetzach hadas by tefillin arises from the din of hetzach hadas by tzitz. So, how did the Rush answer his question? He answered his questions of how you can wear tefillin all day long, and how can you sleep when you're wearing tefillin, by saying that Hetzach Hadas doesn't mean not thinking about tefillin. You don't have to think about tefillin. As long, I want to read the Rush and the Rush over here, as long as you're not omeid b'kalos rosh uv'schok, that's not considered Hetzach Hadas. But if you're omid b'yira or misasik v'strachov, afal tisha osek m'mlachtu v'munoso, v'ein dato aleyem mamash, you're busy with your work, right, with your profession, and you're not actually thinking about the tefillin, ein ze nikra Hetzach Hadas. Okay? So the Rosh seems to define Hetzach Hadas as kalos rosh. That's what it seems.
How about a simcha at a wedding, according to the Rush? He says Yerah.
Hold on. The Rush seems to define Kalos Rosh. Hetzach Hadas is Kalos Rosh.
No, but he said, no, it's not. He said Yerah on the word. He said Yerah Malakto. Why didn't he say simcha?
If you were able to have Yerah while you're working, you probably could do it while you're. And
the
control. Yeah, 4 years. It
doesn't say
simple. All
right,
okay.
Right.
So you're saying it's a
lot better. But that's a tangent. That, you said that.
It's not to say the Rush. It's not to say the Kalos Rush.
All right, all right, all right.
So the question is, does this rush definition of Pesach Hadas, is this consistent with the Gemara in Yuma? So most of the Mefarshim say no. Because if you learn Simple Pshat in the Rush, he defines Pesach Hadas as Kalos Rosh. Which, if the source of the Iser Pesach Hadas by Tfilin is the Iser Pesach Hadas by Tzitz, we'd think that it means the same thing by Tzitz as it means by Tfilin, which would result in the fact that the Iser for Kohen Gadol, that when it says V'hayah Mitzvah Tam, it means that he can't have Kalos Rosh. That's not a particularly tenable position, because the Kohen Gadol can't have the Kohen Gadol can't have Kalos Rosh. Don't call him. Nobody in the Mikdash can have Kalos Rosh because it didn't Mora Mikdash. You don't have Kalos Rosh in the Mikdash. Secondly, certainly B'Shas Avodah, and she could hold that the Kohen Gadol only wore the Tzitz B'Shas Avodah. You certainly can't have Kalos Rosh. To even some who ask the question say, nobody's allowed to have Kalos Rosh. You're not allowed to have Kalos Rosh any time. In any case, certainly that's not. It's not simply consistent with the Gemara in the Yuma. What Mark wants to suggest is that maybe Kalos Rosh is not an absolute. It means some a departure from what your required lifestyle is. So for a normal person, what's a departure from his required lifestyle? Kalos Rosh. For Kohen Gadol, then it would be a less than Kalos Rosh. It would already be, certainly when he was wearing the tzitz and his B'Shas Avodah, would be less than Kalos Rosh. Maybe you could say that. Okay. So that's the shita of the Rush. That's how he'd have to somehow interpret that Gemara Numa. The Rambam, the Shagas Aryeh has a whole discussion about what Hesach Das means. He brings down the Rush, he disagrees with the Rush, he brings down many Rishon and Gemaras. This is one of the Gemaras that he brings, and says that, you know, the Jadis works out according to the Rush. And he brings down the Rambam. I brought you down one of the Rambam. There's another Rambam that the Sid brings down. One Rambam that I brought down to you is the Rambam says that a mitzvah or misha ain't dat miyusheves unachon olav potim min hatzfilin. That person who can't focus and is not, you know, is preoccupied by his discomfort, so he's potim min hatzfilin. Shemini hatzfilin also asiyev dat mihem. So if you understand the rush to mean that Kalos Rosh is an absolute, that the only thing that's also because of Hesach Hadas is Kalos Rosh. So Mitzayer and Nisha Ein Das Miyusheves Olav should be Chayav in Tzilin. He's not really concentrating on his Tzilin, but he's not Kalos Rosh, so he should be Chayav in Tzilin. So this, together with the other Rambam that's brought down by the Meshu Dova, that says in the end of the Meshu Dova, Chayav Adam L'mash Mesh B'Tzilav Kol Shah, that a person has to constantly be touching his tefillin. Shelo yasiach datmi hafilu rega echad. So he should not stop thinking about the tefillin even for one moment. That doesn't sound like Kalos Rosh. Sounds like you really have to constantly think about the tefillin. So then, if you learn that the Rambam, and that makes sense in the Gemara and Yuma, that just like the Kohen Gadol Hoya Mitzvah Tom, it means he has to constantly be aware of the fact that the tzitz is on him. A person wearing tefillin has to constantly be aware of the fact that there's tefillin on him. The problem you have is, how can you do that all day long? And how can you do it when you're sleeping? Okay? So, the Meshiv Dover, who is in the Tziv, says something very interesting. He doesn't get really so much involved in what the definition of Hesach Hadas is, but what he does get involved is what's the implication and the ramification of having Hesach Hadas. And he wants to say that there's certain things you can't do when you're wearing tefillin. You can't have a facha. You can't go into a beis hakisei. There's certain things you can't do in tefillin because it's inconsistent with kedushas tefillin. Hesach Hadas is not one of those things. Hesach Hadas just means in order to fulfill the mitzvah of tefillin, you've got to think about the fact that you're wearing tefillin. Mm-hmm. If you stop for 1 second or 1 moment or however long that is, to thinking about the tefillin, you're no longer fulfilling the mitzvah of tefillin, so you're not. But it's not an Easter to have Hesach Hadas when you're wearing tefillin. So therefore, I just saw this Meshach Dover this morning, so I'm not sure if he actually says this to answer this Russian's kashas according to the Rambam, but it seems to me that they're useful in this way, that you could say, that's true, you can't have no hetzach adas all day long. Certain times of the day, you're going to be mitzvah das. And at that point, you're not going to be fulfilled in the mitzvah too. And then you'll maybe remind yourself by being the mashmesh, and then you will once again be in the kind of mitzvah. And maybe even he talks about you should be making a bracha, and there were some who did make a bracha on that situation. But he says, we don't make a bracha. Even though you were not fulfilling the mitzvah, and now you once again are fulfilling the mitzvah. So that's really what's happening. But and you don't make a bracha for a reason, because all the makshav or whatever the thing is, you don't make a bracha. There's no new mitzvah mitzvah, even though you were not fulfilling the mitzvah, and now you are. And it also answers the question of how can you sleep with your tefillin on? Good, when you're sleeping, you have hetzach adas. So you're not fulfilling the mitzvah tefillin. However, it's not usher unless it's shenas chva, where is a problem that you may be over the day of bracha. And that would be a bizayin and tefillin, that would be usher. So that's the tremendous chiddush of the nativ, that hetzach adas can be learned like the Rambam, okay? That it means you have to constantly think about it in order to fulfill the mitzvah. But if you don't think about it, it's not an Easter, it's just you don't fulfill the mitzvah. Now, a Messiah, can't concentrate at all on the tefillin. So he's also to put on tefillin.
It doesn't help, he says, put them on.
Right, but he doesn't put it on.
That would help you out, though.
He doesn't put on tefillin, because first of all, he certainly can't make a bracha on him, because it's not likely he's not going to be fulfilling the mitzvah.
That's the chiddush, isn't it?
Right.
Okay. So it's good.
But Yecheskel would the nitziv say that the same thing goes back and applies on the? Is someone down there? It applies on the tzitz.
Yes.
Tzitz is not a question of coin. A mitzvah talmid means he's just not the kind of mitzvah, or he has to really concentrate on it.
Well, I think it could be that the kohen is required to fulfill the mitzvah concept. See, by tefillin, we can get into this discussion, it's a machlokas achronim, but by tefillin, most are of the opinion that you fulfill the mitzvah even if you just put it on for a minute, you fulfill the mitzvah. You fulfill more of a mitzvah if you do it all day. But by the kohen gadol, it's a good correct point. By the kohen gadol, it may be required that is when he's wearing a tzitz, he may have to be fulfilling the mitzvah of tzitz. And therefore, he can't be Messiah Das at all. Good point. Very good point. I did want to point out one other thing. There is another theorist, according to the Shitas, that disagree with the Rush. And the Rush, you have to realize, is a radical reinterpretation of the simple meaning of Hetzach Adas. Those who disagree with the Rush, how can a person sleep and how can a person work? So let me read to you what it says in this sefer by Rabbi Moshe Kreuzer, who's an expert in tefillin. This is not the main sefer they wrote on tefillin, but it's an amazing sefer. And he's a contemporary of yours, yes, a colleague of yours, yes. Yeah, I believe so. I don't know too much about him. I just picked up the sefer this past week.
It's not a tangent. You want to change the umbrella.
Talking about tangents is a tangent. So he says, listen to what he says. Listen to what he says. The Im Tomar, Heyach, he's talking about the Shittas that hold that Hesel Tafim is literally means you have to think about it all the time. Heyach, Efshish, Yoniach, Tzulun, Kol Hayom. How can he possibly? So he wants to say the following. Tzorech Loma. I thought he was quoting somebody, but it looks to me like he's saying it himself. The Ad Shir Hiluch Mea Ama. That up until the time of the person can work Mea Ama, which he ends up saying is, how long is it? It's like 50 seconds or something like that. I don't know exactly what it comes out to be. Shehu kashir shenas arai shemuter behem, which is the, what's the definition of shenas arai? It's kadei hiluch mea ama. That's the definition of his. So he wants to say that short a period of hetzach adas is not hetzach adas. Because you're basically thinking about it, and you have like a little 50-second gap, and that's why you have to be mashiv shechol shor, because you can't allow this gap to be more than 50. So you're also, this is how he says, this is how he's learning. it's a tall order to be able to do this.
That's
but you're basically, even if you're working every 54 seconds or whatever it comes out to be, you have to make sure that you mamash mesh b'tfilin, so that you once again are aware of the fact that you're wearing a tefillin. Otherwise, it would be considered as a kabbalah. Where did you get this shear of 54 seconds from? Because we know shena sarai is mutter. What's the definition of shena sarai?
I
don't know. That's what he wants.
Would that definition apply, like when you fall asleep during the shear, that it has to be? I'm serious.
Yeah.
It's saying,
so that would say, I don't know what.
No, like another air, like if not sleeping basic, and that's the say.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know if it, I don't know if you're not, you know, you're not allowed to sleep a shin at the rye because we're sukkah.
Right, right. No,
so yeah. I don't know if you're allowed to sleep a shin at the rye in basic knesses. But wherever is mutter shin at the rye, that's the definition. Yes.
But
anyway, let me read to you. Let me read to you because it's getting very late. Let me read for you
the Tosos Yeshanim in Maseches Yuma. The Tosos Yeshanim Maseches Yuma. It's not Tosos Yeshanim. That's a tangent. Everybody reads the Tosos Yeshanim. Some people even spell it with three yuds. It's not sleeping Tosos. It's the old version of Tosos. I don't know exactly who it is.
They actually in Yuma they ask the question. It's a Rishon. The Im Tomar Lomali Tama the Lo Yishan Bohem. Why do you need? When we say not allowed to sleep in tefillin. Why do you need to give the reason Shem Yafiach Behem? The B'Shabbat Perek with Metomim. It gives the reason that the reason you're not allowed to sleep in tefillin is because you may come with the Afocha. Tepuk Le Mishum Hesach Adas Tahocha. Why do you have to give that reason? Pesach Adas. It's basically the Rosh's question. One of the Rosh's questions, right? Listen to this. It gives two reasons. V'yesh Loma. T'hainu Nami Tama the Hesach Adas Tahocha. That's what Hesach Hadas means. Hesach Hadas means you shouldn't distract yourself from guarding your body that you shouldn't come and say Hafakha. That's what Hesach Hadas means according to him. Okay? In other words, you're not allowed to be Masiyak Das Juma means you have to constantly be thinking about your body to make sure that you're not in Hafakha. It's not even so much the Tzulim. It's Shloyo Hafakha. And that's why it says that you're not allowed to sleep because you're going to go to the Hafakha. It means you're going to be Masiyak Tahat and you're going to come to the Hafakha. That's how he wants to learn. How would he answer the other question of the Rosh that how can you work? So I guess he would say it means if you're constantly reminding yourself about the fact that you shouldn't bother the Hafakha, so then that's fine. It's not a problem. As long as you're not, that's true. That's not a problem. You're not going to, as long as you're coming to the Hafakha, there's no, according to the Shita, there's no real requirement of thinking about the Tulum. The only real requirement is not to do Hafakha. Not to come to the Hafakha.
That sounds like it's a bizarre.
But it's a very difficult shot. It's a very difficult shot to say that in the Gemara Yuma. To learn out from the Tzitz. That a person has to constantly think about it, she couldn't come to Afocha? Afocha is also there anyway. Right. What kind of a limit is that to Tefillin? It's a very strange shot in the Gemara. I mean, I find a difficult shot in the Gemara. I just want to read one more thing to you, and then I'll leave it up to you to figure out what it means. There's a secretary in Tosafot Yeshanim. Inami, Omar Rav Elchanan. The Tamad Hesach Hadas Lo Shayach Ela Keshu Neyar.
The whole problem of Hesach Hadas is only when you're awake. If you're asleep, there's no problem with that.
Think about what that means. I'll leave that to you in assignment to contemplate. Anyway, 7:30 and on tonight, Yom Yisrael of Long Beach.
Be there.
One in Long Beach Boulevard.
Do you have a time? Is there a time?
7:30 on.
Is there anyone know a good way to go?